So if you have a smartphone, how much are you spending on it? According to the Wall Street Journal, people are cutting back on meals out, clothing, and entertainment to pay for their smartphone plans. Is that having an effect on the economy? Telecom companies have more than doubled their earnings from data services over the last 4 years, while restaurants, the clothing business, and film industry have suffered. Anton Troyanovsky is telecom reporter for the Wall Street Journal. And Anton, half of all cell phone owners are using a smartphone. Typical costs can be $100 a month. So you're writing about costs of maybe $4,000 a year for a family of four.
Yeah, I mean, that can happen. If you've got a family of four and four smartphones, bills can add up pretty quickly.
Where is the higher cost coming from?
People are using their phones more, so that gives phone companies an opening to charge people more for it. Over the last couple of years, AT&T and Verizon have been moving their customers to tiered data plans where you pay more the more data you consume. Things like posting photos on Instagram and watching mobile video on our phone, that leads to higher data consumption and that leads to higher bills.
And of course, the phone companies are encouraging us to do that even more by giving us faster data service.
Yes, exactly. So Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint are all rolling out these 4G networks that run on a technology called LTE that brings much faster speeds. And that's right. That means you can consume data more easily and could well find yourself paying more for it.
Well, but can you really make the case that to pay for their smartphones, Americans are paying less elsewhere?
From 2007 through 2011, the average household has been spending $100 a year more on telephone service. And over the same period of time, they've actually been spending less on dining out, on entertainment, and on clothes.
And so you're drawing a conclusion, but you also talked to people who said that they were doing this, who said that, yeah, you know, we're paying for the cell phones and we're cutting elsewhere.
You've had this rather expensive technology become increasingly important, even as the overall economics of families in America have been hard. And that's what I heard in talking to people across the country who said pretty specifically that they cut back on things like going out to dinner in order to be able to afford their smartphones.
And we haven't even mentioned the accessories, so we won't even go there. We're just talking about the monthly payments. So as has been happening with this incredibly quickly changing technology, here comes a startup hoping to give people some relief and take advantage of the fact that phones are costing so much. FreedomPop, they're going to offer users half a gigabyte of high-speed wireless data per month free, but then on top of that, they'll sell more.
That's right.
So how's that expected to impact things?
I think one thing that may be happening in the wireless industry is that as more and more people grow reliant on smartphones and being able to access the internet on the go, they'll also start thinking more about creative ways to bring costs down. So what FreedomPop is doing is essentially renting space on Sprint's network. You'll basically be able to use it if you get a device from FreedomPop that connects to this network and then in turn connects to your phone or your tablet via Wi-Fi.
And you could use it as a supplement for Verizon or AT&T.
Exactly.
Why are people, and this one included, so accepting of this amount of money? I mean, what do you think has happened here?
A couple things. A guy mentioned to me, whom I interviewed for this FreedomPop story, you know, even though people are very conscious of their budgets, the cell phone is one thing where it seems like they are willing to pay a premium. And that feeds into the second trend, which is that it's so expensive to build out these networks that there are only a few companies that really offer thorough nationwide coverage. And then furthermore, you've got a lot of people who are on family plans, business plans. There's basically all these kind of mechanisms that have grown up in the wireless industry that have made it pretty hard for consumers to switch, even if they think they can get a better deal somewhere else.
Anton Troyanovsky, telecom reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So are you cutting back on things just to use your smartphone, maybe getting rid of it? Let us know. Hereandnow.org. Quite something. When we come back, we're going to have a follow-up to our piece last week on bike riding. What do you hear? A proposal to maybe not require helmets and therefore make riding safer. Here and Now.